I was still the abbot of Wat Nanachat, and we had a Vietnamese monk come and live with us. Vietnamese Theravadan monk. So, Dante, were you there at that time?
Just before
you came.
Jyotiko.
Jyotiko. And he was quite young, but very learned, and very interested in practices, which was why he came. But he was very learned, and at one rains retreat, I asked him if he would give a teaching on this chant. And he probably spent, not giving a talk every day, but every 2-3 days, he would give a talk. Take one word and expound on it. And it took probably about 3 months to go through this chant. And we recorded it all, and they're gone now. Those,
I heard them.
Huh? I heard them. You heard them, yeah.
But they're gone.
Yeah, they're gone. But and it was really, really quite wonderful to hear him speak, both in terms on a scholarly level, stories that are associated with the qualities, and his own ability to teach. And yeah, he was just extremely knowledgeable. And one of the things he was a Theravadan monk, but in Vietnam, they learn both schools. So he was trained in both Mahayana and Theravada teachings.